Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Anyway, 51551, as Sarah says, we'll go to Scotland now because the dramatic resignation of Scottish First Minister Hamza Yousaf has triggered a leadership race in the SNP and political uncertainty in the country. It follows his decision last week to scrap a power-sharing deal with the Scottish Greens. Alistair Grant is the political editor with the Scotsman newspaper, and Alistair joins me now. You're very welcome, Alistair. We spoke with Conor Matchett, your colleague, last week when Hamza Yousaf said there was no way he'd resign. Now he's resigned. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good question. He obviously scrapped the Bute House agreement, this power-sharing deal with the Greens, on Thursday last week. I think within just a matter of hours, he was kind of realising that he was putting himself in a very tricky position because the Scottish Conservatives lodged a motion, or said they were going to lodge a motion of no confidence in him as First Minister. And the Scottish Greens, who were absolutely furious at his decision to end the power-sharing deal the two parties had, said that they would back that motion of no confidence. So because of the tight parliamentary arithmetic in the Scottish Parliament, it left him in a very difficult position. And over the course of the following days, he either had to go kind of grovelling to the Green Party, saying that, you know, he wanted a more informal relationship with them, that he was accepted that the level of hurt and anger that his decision had caused was something he didn't intend. Unfortunately for him, the Green Party were not for moving. He then had another option where he could have gone to the Alibi Party, to Alex Salmond's Alibi Party. Alex Salmond obviously being the former First Minister of Scotland. They have one MSP in the Scottish Parliament. The vote of that one MSP would have been enough to save Hamza Yousaf when it came to this no confidence vote. It wouldn't have given him the majority that he needed to pass legislation going forward. So that would have been a problem for him. And also, Alex Salmond remains a deeply unpopular figure within sections of the SNP. So in the end, he decided that he just couldn't do that either.
Well,
so
that's been denied by Alex Salmond, isn't it? The old political war horse who divides people in the SNP, as you say. He's come out, hasn't he, in your own paper and says, look, he of course, some of you have wanted to do a deal.
Well, Alex Salmond is saying that as early as 7:30 a.m. this morning, Hamza Yousaf was still trying to do a deal with the Alibi Party. Sources close to Hamza Yousaf saying that that is simply a lie and that that is not the case. I suppose unless we were in the room, no one can know for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But certainly there's bad blood between them. Okay. And Hamza Yousaf has found himself having to resign.
Can I ask you this, Alistair? What's going to happen now? So Hamza Yousaf stays on until there's a replacement and then there's a new First Minister? Or does this all trigger an election?
So now Hamza Yousaf obviously announced his intention to resign today, but he will stay on until the SNP elects a new leader. So they'll have a kind of internal contest, or they'll just decide as a party that a candidate will come forward and be uncontested. And at the moment, John Swinney, who is a former Deputy First Minister, used to lead the SNP about 20 years ago, has come forward as one of the kind of favourites. There's a lot of senior figures in the SNP that have come out and backed him. People like Stephen Flynn, who's the SNP's Westminster leader, have thrown their support behind him. But there's also people pointing to Kate Forbes, who ran against Hamza Yousaf for the SNP leadership last year and is seen as more to the right of the party, perhaps. She's certainly got socially conservative religious views. I think she would be a controversial figure within some parts of the SNP. But if she decides to run, we could be looking at a leadership contest in the SNP. And last time around, that was an extremely bruising experience for the party. They had televised debates. You know, there was quite a lot of mudslinging. There was a lot of clashes on TV. It's something that they would probably want to avoid if they could, but we might be looking at that again. And obviously, if they can't make up their minds, if a First Minister can't be chosen by the end of this process, I mean, essentially, Hamza Yousaf avoided this today because he's not standing down as First Minister, but the process in the Scottish Parliament is that if he resigned as First Minister, there'd be a 28-day period for them to pick a new First Minister. And if they couldn't do that, you'd have a Scottish Parliament election.
Well, do you know, it points to a certain level of chaos that I'm sure the SNP would have wanted to avoid, but it makes your job a little bit more interesting, I suppose. Alistair Grant, political editor with the Scotsman newspaper, thank you.